Road. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Okay, this week on Unveiled, it's a very fitting name for this week's episode, I feel. We are delighted to be joined by Fionnuala Jones. A multitude of descriptions coming your way about who you are. I don't think you need to introduce yourself because I'm going to do it for you. TV presenter, journalist, influencer, and my favourite, sustainability advocate.
Oh, I mean, she's busy, girls. She's busy, girls, from AM to PM.
She's humble. She's here.
Guys, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, oh, you were our first guest.
Was I?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome back.
Oh my God, what an honour. That was such a fun convo about Mauricio. Why we're obsessed with celebrity relationships. Yeah. And look where they are now. Where are Kyle Richards and Mauricio
we
now?
Called
oh my gosh.
He will never fulfil you. No,
I'd honestly just do a bonus episode with you on just Housewives and Bravo alone.
Honestly, truly.
Yeah.
Now, Marcel just left Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Thank God.
I know.
Christ, no, she was
adored. I don't know if I agree with that, but we'll maybe have to fight off Mike, maybe, but...
You need to... Now, I'm just organising this on your behalf. You need to go on Flop Culture about... Housewives, I think.
Oh yeah, actually,
Bravo. Like I should get Bravo tattooed on me. I've watched every series.
Incredible, because I've kind of fallen off it.
Summer House,
okay.
Winter House,
Summer House is on my list to start, and Southern Charm.
I've watched them all. Southern Hospitality.
We've lost some listeners. We should check back in another time.
Give me your list. Give me your cheat sheet, and I'll watch them all again after this podcast.
I actually have a cheat sheet for all episodes for like seasons.
No, you're gonna have to be separated
for seasons that are like 10
get
seasons.
Back in the room.
You can go back, okay, and I'll tell you what episodes to watch.
Yeah. Text me after.
Sorry, I'm too nasty. She gets jealous.
Oh, I don't get jealous. Not of that, I can assure you. So, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
We have dragged you in over the hot coals, the hot bridal coals.
Yeah.
To basically trauma bond with me.
Yeah, brilliant.
And Niamh is going to either gaslight us or make us feel better.
Make us feel better, girls.
Okay.
How exciting.
God. We need that.
Yeah, because you obviously are on your bridal journey as well, and you wrote this really... I think like honest and reflective article on just like the pressures of beauty put on brides. I mean, me and you spoke about this last year, even.
The pressure.
Yeah. Like, and even it's like, you get wedding fit, blah, blah, but it's always like geared at brides.
Mm.
So I know we're going to like chat a bit into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you excited about your wedding?
I am. Like, I am. And it's interesting because when I was faced with the kind of the idea of the organising of it, I was like, because I'm not an organised person, girls, shocker to anyone who knows me listening to this. They're like, lol, I'm really not. And but I've consumed so much content around weddings just from being on social media and following people on their bridal journeys, in inverted commas. And I was like, I'm going to hate this. I'm going to hate this entire process. It's going to be totally terrible. And you know what? It's actually, for the most part, been fine. I found like the financials of it are obviously, I mean, there's decisions I've made where it's like, yeah, where you're like looking at the spreadsheet and you're like, why have we done this to ourselves? But we were kind of mega organized from the start because I knew I would be badly organized. You need to kind of work in overtime.
Yeah.
And I found like it's getting much closer now, and I'm like very like I cannot wait, especially as someone who didn't really, I found it hard to like visualize what a wedding looked like for me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, as much as I consumed a lot of wedding content, I wasn't someone who was like, I know exactly what I want a wedding to look like, you know.
Yeah. No, I was just, you said that and I was like, oh, I was the exact same. Like, you're not like born to be a bride, you know. Some people are, and like they're like, I've waited for this moment for my entire life. I was like, I kind of haven't. I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, you nearly have like pre-decision fatigue before I even started it, because it was stressing me out. I was like, this is so blank, I don't even know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was relieved to see that you kind of felt that way as well.
Yeah, that was the one thing I think, and that's the difficulty with maybe not knowing exactly what you want your wedding to look like, because you're faced with all these decisions. Then there is a bit of decision paralysis, because you just, there was a lot of things that I liked, even with regards to the dress. We'll say there's loads of styles of dresses that I liked. So then I've had to like unfollow loads of bridal places, because then you find yourself, and I'm sure you've talked about this, and I'm sure maybe you felt it yourselves, where you start second guessing the dress and being like, maybe it's not this one. And
I can't
like,
sleep at the moment. I can't really? Sleep, and I can't talk about it because I've paid the deposit. But like, I told the person who I'm buying the dress off, she's like, Nessa, this is so normal. She's like, brides cry with relief when they come back in to pick their dress up. Because it's
because they're like, oh no,
I still like
it's
it.
So fine.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. She's like, it's so normal.
Yeah.
So thank God.
Yeah, and I think it was just as well, like because weddings have become such more of like an industry now, and there's been, it's just getting so much broader. I remember once we had kind of the main stuff booked, and that's the one bit of advice I would say, like if there is a particular vendor that you want, like try and book them ASAP, Rocky, because you don't want to turn around and then be like, oh, they're booked, and then you have to go to someone else or whatever. Yeah. But there's a lot of conversations around, like, I'm not a very, like, I'm a creative person in a lot of ways, but like decor and stuff, I found myself getting like really sucked into it, and like, what's the theme of your wedding? And then I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? What's the theme of a wedding?
I know.
What do you mean? You know, like,
I am the theme.
Disco, rainbow, cowgirl, delicious. What? They were just saying adjectives now, like to describe flowers and colours. Like, and yeah. I was asking people, and they were kind of like, literally no idea what you're talking about. At one point, I was kind of getting bogged down in that. And then again, thankfully, all my vendors are amazing people, and quite frankly, they're sensible, and they were kind of like, well, you don't need to get bogged down in this, like it's go with what you like, and you can make it as overly complicated and whatever else. But that was the only time where I was a bit like, what the hell.
And you're kind of like as well, sometimes you're like, do I like this, or is this just what I keep seeing online?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I found a lot of that stuff, like a lot of weddings have a similar vibe or a similar thing, and I'm just like, I don't think I like that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to go for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
It's like trying to like stick to, or like rationalize in your head. But like everyone loses their mind, I think.
I think so.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Can I be honest, right? I don't know how many times I've been a bridesmaid. I've been a bride now, and I've been to so many weddings. Mm. And the one thing people don't remember really, the flowers. People remember the entertainment and the buzz and, you know, maybe like the drinks reception. Like all my friends, like my friends spent so much money on flowers, and I didn't remember any of them. Like I didn't even spend money on flowers. There was times where I wish I kind of did, and I was like, no, I just put baby breath everywhere.
Yeah.
So it really, but like some people, my friend was so into flowers, like she loves flowers. I think she just buys herself flowers every second or third day to keep them fresh. So it really depends. But if you're looking, my advice would be to put your money where, you know, the entertainment is.
And that's what, that is what everyone said. I think that was another reason that I was able to be talked off the ledge, because everyone was like, nobody remembers this.
And everyone just loves the buzz, and all your friends and family are going to be around. You could be in a barn.
Yeah.
And like the music could be amazing. The buzz could be great. There could be lovely, you know, little drinks and food. Like that's what people remember. People remember the energy and the vibes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't remember the table linen.
No,
and if you do, you're a freak.
You're pathetic.
Pathetic.
I'm joking. You remember your table linen all you want. I don't care. Do you?
I actually am really excited about my table linen.
Oh, really?
I picked a gorgeous napkin. I won't lie. I even favoured it. I was like, that is stunning.
That is gorgeous.
So I want everyone talking about my napkin.
Will you go? See, I didn't go into that much detail. My venue just didn't provide that. Does your venue provide all those details?
No, I think I think it is my florist that I went with in the end that does a lot of the table dressing. But again, I was getting overly complicated, and it was just like, I actually didn't know if I, like, it was a thing of like, do you want this? Going back to the thing of like, is it something that you want? Or is it something you feel like social media has sold you that you need? Otherwise your wedding isn't 100% perfect or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was kind of more on that side of it then when I actually thought about it, and I was like, forget it, doesn't really matter.
No, and the antics of your mind versus the reality of like your bank account is wild.
Yeah, like, that's another thing as well, because like, again, as someone who was not like super duper into weddings, I felt like I had a decent enough idea. And then when you actually start pricing it, there's some things that you just have no idea. And again, vendors do a lot of hard work. They charge what they need to charge cases.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, do your if you're planning on getting married and you
do
know, again,
research.
You do your research 100%.
It's the most expensive thing apart from buying a house that you'll ever do. Like, it's like minimum, I don't know, but like minimum 40,000.
They're saying that's the average now, between 30 and 40k. And again,
really?
Obviously, now, again, you don't need to spend that much.
But that's just for like 100 people wedding, if even like in Ireland, like.
That number can vary so wildly by county, though. Like one of my bridesmaids was another bridesmaid. She's from Donegal and was a bridesmaid for a wedding in Donegal. And that's like lawless land. Like, all respect, loved Donegal, loved people, obsessed with you all. But they could be looking at, like, I think that wedding that she was at, there was 450.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's mental.
I don't know 450 people.
God.
Yeah.
No shade to them. You're obviously way more popular than me. Mother, there's not a volume big enough.
I feel like Louise Cooney has a similar thing with her family. She's from Limerick and she has so much family on her mum's side, on her dad's side. Mm. And I think her list is very high.
Yeah.
Were you like rigid and ruthless with your list or?
Kind of. We, again, that was kind of one of those moments where I was looking at the list and I've always had this idea of like kind of having a big wedding in the sense of having lots of people there. And then we did the numbers, like we're having, we don't have a confirmed number yet, but it's probably going to be like between 150 and 160, I think. Okay. And I remember going around to people to, like, oh my God, yeah, grand and small. And everyone was like, that's not small. But I suppose in my head, I'm like, anything above like 200 is like huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, me and my dinky little 150 person wedding, whatever. But in, the only idea that I've ever had about my wedding is there being like lots of people there and, you know, the extended families and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I suppose I've gotten to a point in my adulthood where it doesn't actually line up with my reality in terms of, and there's the hard thing of when you're putting a number on it and we're putting a number on a head, that's when things start to, it comes really into brass tacks where it's like, how much, like, can you justify them being there? And I read something really good as well before that it was like, if you're using your wedding as an opportunity to kind of make up with someone or like rekindle a relationship, don't do that because it's just not half the time it's not a good enough reason, you know?
Or if you have to do small talk with someone at your wedding, do you know what I mean?
I
feel like
it just shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that on the day. You know what I mean? So I remember when I did do the list initially and it was like, I say only 170 people as if that's not like a huge amount. But I remember kind of having this internal conflict then being like, do I not have like loads of friends? Like, where are all my friends that I thought would be here? But then when I look at the list, it's all the people that I want to be there. The only people that I
quality
want there.
Quality as well.
Yeah,
like, you 100%. Know what I mean? Like, you don't need to like rent a crowd essentially.
Yeah.
No,
like,
of course
have,
not.
Like a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will get a drop off. Like, we invited 160 and 144 came.
Yeah. But that, isn't that what they say, again, the general vague number, but people say there's like a 10% drop off. And then I've been to other weddings where the bride has told me after, she was like, no one dropped off.
So
beware, beware.
This is the thing, because we're...
It's always real last minute that the drop off. We basically had our venue full. We actually, our venue was full. We just didn't need a lot of offload.
Yeah.
But, and it was like up to 2 weeks that only like, I think it was like 12 people just kind of dwindles.
I know another bride then that on the day, there was like 5 people didn't come.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from any of them since. I was like,
what?
Psychologically, I was like, I don't think I'm prepared for that. As someone with real rejection sensitivity, I'd be like,
don't you still have to pay for them?
Oh, yeah.
I would be requesting them.
No, truly.
If I did it the morning of my wedding.
PayPal link. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Pay for your plate.
Crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
mad.
My God.
Mad.
So, obviously, the article that you wrote was like really, really interesting. And I think you, like, we're probably the most equipped person to write it because obviously you've kind of spent time being a beauty journalist as well, right?
Yeah.
So for people that maybe haven't read it, would you just give a little quick synopsis of what it was about?
Yeah, so this is my column for the March edition of the magazine, The Irish Examiner. And it was basically all about like bridal beauty standards and the kind of pressure I was feeling to get a lot of treatments, and this idea that if you're not the most beautiful, perfect version of yourself on your wedding day, you are kind of viewed as a failure in the eyes of some. And also just how, I don't know, like how different the marketing is towards brides than it is to men. Because again, like, I've tried a lot of beauty products for my own interests as a beauty journalist. I've promoted them, other things. I've just found myself getting into this tailspin, especially in the last few weeks, and especially as it's getting closer, where I'm kind of like, it seems like there's this constant list of, well, you could improve this, you could change this, you could do this, and then you'd be like A1.
Yeah.
Like this weird kind of like I'm my own sim and I'm experimenting on myself in this bizarre way. And I just needed to kind of get it out there. And it was also the financial implications of it all, like looking at all these treatments that I was either getting or looking at getting. and kind of again comparing it to grooms, where it's just, and I've spoken to men about this and they agree that it's like, yeah, we are like, we do
what,
not get any
what
of this.
Is marketed to men?
Nothing. Like,
no, I can't think of one thing.
Like, it's this, you could you argue the suits, I don't know, but even in terms of like,
oh, that's us.
Yeah,
go out and get your suits.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely not a thing of like, I feel like skincare has become a huge thing for brides, and obviously it's become a huge thing in general for women mostly, but I do think that the male market is growing as well. But it's nearly become, and I talk about this in the piece, that it's like, thankfully, I feel like we've moved away from asking people about wedding diets and like, oh, you're trying, how much weight do you want to lose out of the wedding?
I don't know. I've been asked that a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. But not in a rude way, but they're like, so are you like
an unconscious way, kind of
like, oh my god, you must be in the gym loads, or like, are you gonna do like a wedding diet thing? But it's not in like a, well, I didn't think it was in a rude way.
Are they asking you about a wedding diet? And someone are asking, are you on your wedding?
They're like, oh, you must be on the wedge shred now or whatever. Like, are you,
well, that's the thing. I think a lot of it isn't malicious, but it is
it's subconscious.
Yeah, it's just like, it's was such a given and has been a given. And again, you're the case in point that people are still asking that. But I think in some cases then as well, I feel like the wedding diet question has nearly been replaced by, so what treatments are you getting? So are you getting the Botox? Are you getting the Profilo? Well, if you're not, why are you not getting the Profilo? That's demented. How many facials are you getting? Are you getting loads? You should be getting them every single day before the wedding. Otherwise, you're going to look like a terrible husk.
I know. I frankly can't afford those questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like for me and Eve, like this is where our yin and yang comes in, because obviously last year, when you were starting your bridal journey, I was like, I'm going to try keep my blinkers on, and you were like, I'm going all in.
Like,
you were like, can't get enough.
I actually didn't do too bad. I just did 3 Potenza and Profilo and Botox.
Yeah.
Now I am going to get Botox, because I unfortunately did it before and you do look flawless.
Oh,
however, yeah, I'm trying to resist getting it again, but every time I think about myself with it, I'm like, oh, you beautiful child, beautiful. Where are you?
But I feel like I just am really in this space of, I think a lot of those things are a racket.
Mm.
Not Botox, but like all the P's that you were listing off there. I can't even remember.
I've never gotten so many compliments on my skin from that Potenza. Like, yeah. I totally recommend it.
Yeah. Like, this is the...
It wasn't for the wedding. Well, like, I did do it for the wedding, but I think I would have did it anyway. Like, anyone skin who I've seen that has like this lovely dewiness about them, they're like, Potenza.
Yeah. And again, like, this is the thing, because obviously, even if we're to take perceptions and beauty standards and everything out of it, you obviously want to feel the most confident and the most beautiful on the day, right?
Yeah.
And whatever that is, whether it's like getting your hair done or getting all the skincare, whatever, like, I'm not here to yuck anyone's yums. Like, absolutely do it. But it is just the question of, when is enough enough? And I feel like the list is just kind of getting longer. Like, because I'm getting facials and I'm getting lots of other things, but I just found myself down this kind of rabbit hole. Because again, there's a question around like, oh, you know, the photos last forever and you're in the photos. So you obviously want to look your quote unquote best, whatever that is, in the photos. And I feel like you can just go down this rabbit hole of, okay, I've gotten this, what about this next?
Yeah.
Like, I went in a bit, and I again talk about this in the article, where I was like looking at composite bonding.
Yeah.
And like, not to toot my own horn, my teeth are fine. Like, my teeth are, by the normal beauty standards, they are straight and they are fine.
Yeah. Sorry, I queried before we went on the pod, and I was like, did you get composite bonding?
Yeah.
I was like, tell me now, because we're talking about this.
But like, again, like, that's hundreds of euro. Do you know what I mean? Like, to just... not to whatever, get your composite bonding again if you want it, but it was just not something that I fundamentally need. And again, a lot of these treatments you don't quote unquote need.
Yeah,
it's just, I feel like there's such a delicate balance of, I don't know, like, kind of understanding what we're being pressured to partake in.
Yeah,
do you know what, like, it's so funny that you say about composite bonding, because that is one that has really penetrated for me, right? Really got in, and I've been...
For yourself.
Yeah. But
again, I'm looking at you and you have like very good, again, by society standards, very good teeth.
Well,
very nice.
So this is the thing, right? I was like, I have like, it's like an angel and a devil. That's not the right thing to call them, but I can't think of anything else, right? It's late in the day. So I'm trying to say, like, the devil's like, oh, get them done, because like, you won't have to worry about your teeth. But then the other side, I'm like, I actually really like that my teeth are natural, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not perfect, but like, they're my teeth, if you know what
I
mean.
No, 100%.
And I'm like, do I actually do I even think that way, or is it just it's penetrated in and it's like composite bonding, you know what I mean, yeah, for your wedding day? Like, so I'm really having this battle with myself and I'm really aware of it.
I don't think you need composite bonding.
I don't think you do either. But I think that's also a really fair point, because it's like you want to look like yourself on the day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then I feel like if you're engaging with all these treatments, is it like affecting our individualism? Are we just kind of doing it to look like other people?
Yeah, you're copy and paste. And you're not like so corny cheesy, but like the best thing about you is you're you, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, especially on your wedding day, like you're marrying the person who loves you for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to the thing of like, are we taking notice of the flowers and stuff? Are your family like really... Nobody's going to know whether you... Well, maybe some people will, but like nobody's going to be like, oh, she got Botox or she got the Proenza or whatever. You just called it. No idea. Like, I don't think people are looking at that being like, whatever. But then again, I'm still kind of, you know, I still find myself kind of battling with these thoughts as well. Like, I had a really bad hormonal breakout a couple of weeks ago and again, couldn't stop picking it, lol, because of stress.
Yeah.
And now it's scarred. And I'm like thinking, oh my God, everyone's going to be looking at that. And like, why did I do that? And now I'm like, I need to get a treatment or something to sort that out now. Do you know? Yeah. It's just this vicious cycle.
I know. It's just like complete and utter consumerism. And I think the way that you say that it's become an industry, like that's why I'm dubious of a lot of things to do with... I just have this thing about all the treatments. And I think it's, I was saying to Niamh, because I had like a thing with my skin last year. So I went to like a dermatologist in Vincent's or something. And she was like, okay, listen to me, you. She's like, you are going to go in there and they're going to see you coming. You're going to say bride and they're going to go ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And she was like, so many people have, and I'm not saying this is the case for all of these treatments, but a lot of the time you're like breaking your skin barrier. You're doing all these rigorous things and you're
stuff,
and you're like stripping your barrier away and then you have to go back and get more. So it's, do you know what I mean?
A lot of them don't have like long-term research into them as well in terms of like the actual like benefits. I think one of the only treatments that has shown, and I'm open to correction on this, but in terms of like actual, that has kind of had like longitudinal, is that the word? Long studies on it anyway, is like microneedling, which I have gotten done.
That's Potenza.
I
was going to
say. Is that Potenza?
Okay. Yeah, that's Potenza.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Potenza. Was I calling it Proenza?
Placenza.
It could be. You could be saying anything.
It
might be like brilliant.
It's just you don't have to do 12 sessions. You just do 3.
Yeah.
So I technically only did 4 treatments.
I only
for
did
my
4
wedding.
As well. Yeah.
And like I think like look, if you want to get a treatment, you want to get a treatment. But I know like the pressure of it all. But like it's a wedding is like exciting for a girl, and I know like, you know, there's a lot of money that comes with this, and I obviously got a few complimentary treatments, but I definitely
I should also say same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I definitely think like a wedding is such an exciting time, and if you want to get a treatment or two, you should absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Like, it is an important time
and it's a personal call. Like it's not like that my stance on it is not your stance and nor should it be, or vice versa. Like everybody should.
Yeah. And it's again, to Niamh's point, it's not like because it is this general, hopefully you only do it once, girls, you know what I mean? Fingers crossed. Like it is for this one day. So like why the hell not? You know? I get it from that perspective.
But I will say the microneedling, the Potenza is the way forward. Mm. Like even if you wanted to just work on your skin, like my skin has never been better since those treatments, and it is microneedling. So if you wanted to do something, I said it before, microneedling and a bit of Botox.
Yeah.
And you're laughing.
Again, to go against the entire point of my article, if I was to recommend like one treatment, if you were really like, okay, like I want to get to grips with my skin, I want to just make sure I'm feeling tip top, whatever, I would also recommend the microneedling. Yeah. I think if you were going to spend money on anything.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well, I got IPL, I've spoken on this before, so it's intense pulse light therapy.
Okay.
Off the recommendation of my dermatologist, and like that was amazing for like complexion and everything. So that was like nearly more of like a medical thing, do you know what I mean, rather than, but that was so good. You did say in your article that you were kind of hesitant to share your wedding photos online, which I thought was interesting, because like you're obviously very much in the online space and have shared a lot of your journey, I suppose, so far in terms, like from a vocal perspective of your wedding. So what do you know what the reasoning is for that?
Yeah, I need to shut up about the wedding. It's my only personality.
No, it's not. No,
but
not
it does
at all.
Become your, it was my whole personality last year.
Huge thing though.
Yeah,
that's what it
true.
Is.
It just happens.
I don't really know. And like, again, I feel like I'm kind of feeding into this thing that doesn't exist, because like I'm really lucky that like any trolling, quote unquote, that I've had or like any, has been to a real minimum. Like I don't get it as bad as a lot of other people do. But I think I'm just so weird. Like people, you know, when we talk about, when I just said there about like, oh, your family are never going to know whether you got Botox or Proenza, whatever that treatment is called. I'm really sorry. I'm calling it the microneedling. Microneedling, yeah. Like they're never going to know. There's something about, I don't know, the way audiences kind and like, kind of view weddings, wedding content as like entertainment, which in some ways it is. And again, you have a lot of people sharing a lot of the journey online, like right up to the point where they say I do and after and everything like that. I've just found like even in my time of when I shared that we got engaged, like my nails weren't like fully properly done, because that's obviously a whole other thing now as well. It's like if you're getting engaged, you need your nails to be done. But like I wanted the engagement to be a surprise, which it was. Yeah. So my nails weren't fully done. Yeah. And it was shared on like, my engagement was shared on another platform or whatever. And like the comments were all about my nails and the fact that my nails weren't done. And I was cool. I just got engaged. And that's what you took from it. Cool. And then there was also even along my quote unquote journey of trying to, you know, get my face together so that I could be super mega gorge at the wedding. I asked something about my eyebrows because I got my eyebrows microbladed before. I was talking about, do I have enough time? Should I get them removed and done fresh? Or like, will I just leave it for now and like figure it out after? And then people were just took this as like a clean sheet to be like, your eyebrows are so minging.
TikTok.
You have the most minging eyebrows ever. Yeah, of course it was TikTok. Oh, and now again, there has to be a thing of
TikTok
is just a lawless land. People are like that. It's very not filtered, but it kind of nearly went another direction where I was like, okay. And I just, there's a part of me that's just like, I don't want the happiest day of my life to be
scrutinized
in a way that I just know is not productive. And then there's an element of it as well where it's just like, people are going to do it anyway. Would you not just share it and just ignore it? And like, I know I could do that, but I don't know. I probably will end up sharing my photos, but they're like, I'm still at a point now where I'm kind of team not sharing them.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? I don't really know.
See how you go. Don't even think about it now. Decide when you get your photos and if you want to do it or not, you know?
And you don't feel like, because you said it, you have to hold yourself to that.
Yeah.
That can just be a space you were in during that time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm queen of changing my mind.
Yeah.
And I'll double down on it. Like, but that was in the past.
That was the old
me coming in with like loads of treatments next. I love it.
No, but there is a lot of shots with bridal stuff as well. I totally agree.
And just like people have lots of opinions, you know what I mean? Mm. And again, it's probably slightly hypocritical of me because there's, you know, there's weddings I've seen and I've been like, not mad in her dress, or like I wouldn't have worn that dress, but again, not my wedding, so it's not relevant.
Opening yourself up to opinion,
but it's also again like I'm sharing that in my own time or like thinking it in my head. I'm not verbalizing it or like typing it out, you know what I mean? And then there's just, I don't know, like I'm a bit of a, not to be like I'm not like other girls, but like I, like one of my dresses is vintage and like I know already it's not going to meet everyone's taste, and I can already imagine what people are going to say or think about it. Or it's weird, even there's been some comments where again people think I'm going to have this like mad dress and they can't wait to see it, and then I nearly have this other pressure of like, oh my god, what if I post my wedding dress and they think, and I haven't lived up to the expectations I've lived up to the expectations of Susan down the road, this is the worst of my life, you know what I mean? It's,
so do you think working in the industry that you do, like that's what's let that noise in for you because you're kind of faced with a little
I think
I don't actually really respect how honest you're being there, because so many people are like, look, I've thick skin, it doesn't really matter, blah blah, but like it's impossible for it not to get in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm a wimp. When I see something, I'm like, oh, well, but then I let it go.
You're not a wimp. Yeah. You're just a human. Like, look, people shouldn't say that shit. People should not say stuff like that. And you shouldn't have to have thick skin on things like that. You know what I mean? And especially on your wedding day.
Yeah.
So, now, you don't have to like everybody. Like, everyone has said shit about brides, let's be honest. But you say it in your WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Or to your friends. You don't tell them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. And that's the, when that barrier kind of isn't there for people, I don't know. And then I think I'll probably get to the day and I'll be so delighted that I just will not give a fuck.
No.
I'm telling you now, that's exactly how you feel.
Yeah. And that's how you should feel.
I was said this before, but like after my hen, I didn't think I was like, how is my wedding going to top this? And then my wedding came around, and even with Jamie being unwell,
it was
honestly the best weekend of my life. Yeah. Apart, and also horse. My wedding, the whose horse is that?
But I need to come down the drive on a horse.
I just, the feeling that you will feel, the on your wedding is just a feeling that if you could bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk be after you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just unbelievable. And I promise on the day, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Things could be burning down. You'd be like, oh, but I'm getting, like, you know, you're in like a lovely bubble. Well, I hope you are. For most brides, that is the case. I know sometimes that may not be the case for some, but you won't care. And then you'll decide what you want to do after.
Did you find like Cian feels any which way about things like this?
No, like he's been very involved in the planning process and stuff, but like I know even
what's his role in it?
He's chief spreadsheeter, because I'm like very, very over the financials, but like
we don't have one of them in our house.
So are you both a bit flahoo look when it comes to planning everything?
She has a planner, which is
I know I have a planner.
Okay,
but
yeah.
We keep going through like, fuck it. We're like,
you had the 2 year enablers.
I know, it's so bad. Sometimes he'll try and stop, and I'll be like, and he's like, no, I know.
He's like winking at Jason. No, Cian is not like that. Thank God, probably respects. Yeah, but like I think he's also very much. Anytime I do get in my head about things or whatever, he's very much just like, we're throwing a party for people. People will have a good time.
Yeah,
like they will. Like it's just because it's about us and it's not.
And
you're
the guests of honor. Like my friend Niamh told me that, and I was like, oh, that's the perfect.
Way to look at it,
you know what I mean? Like, but I guess it's easier when you're not in that social media realm.
Yeah.
Like, Niamh, did you feel that? Did you feel like any sort of like worry about like scrutiny or anything like that?
You know what? I did for a moment, but unfortunately, I just had so much going on before my wedding with family and Jamie that I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah.
But I will say, in a way, I don't know whether I'm glad that, but like, I don't know what way I would have been. Like, I didn't have a chance.
It kind of nearly helped because it was like, it kind of nearly helped to think about
it. Because in the lead up to, it was even the same with my head. I got pneumonia. I didn't have time to think of.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, there was all these things that were happening before that I never had a chance to be having anxiety over what to be posting or whatever. So I actually couldn't tell you because I didn't actually have the opportunity to. But I remember there was a moment during the summer where I was like, oh my God, where will I get a photo? When will I post a photo? What will I do? Do people want to see it all? Or do I put my phone away? And then I just said, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And I did.
Yeah, because you're like, sorry, no. Like, it's my wedding. Like, you're actually paying enough for it. Yeah. Like, you might as well do what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do think, like, we've talked a bit about social media and how it has kind of crept in even to just your perception of it. But do you think it's kind of shaped wedding expectations today?
100%.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Even going back to everything we talked about around decor and treatments and stuff like that. Like it's such a blessing and a curse because again, as I said, I've learned so much, not even just about weddings, but I've learned so much about everything from social media. Mm-hmm. But then it's because if you're seeing certain stuff all the time, it kind of becomes the standard in your mind of what a wedding looks like or like what anything looks like, parenthood, whatever. And there's it kind of reinforces this idea that it's like, well, you need to be doing this or you need to be doing this for it to be, for it to function as a wedding or again, whatever it is. So I do think there's a bit of that. And again, like it's very easy for people to be like, well, yeah, social media isn't real, whatever. But I just think if you're so exposed to it, and again, it's different for me because I work in it. I'm never off the phone much to my chagrin, but like it's hard not to let it kind of feed into your brain. And again, it goes back to that thing of like, there's a real lack of individualism now where it's like, you're seeing all these things. And as you said, you feel like you can't make a choice for yourself or you can't see yourself reflected in these choices. And then you feel yourself being carried along by these particular aesthetics and stuff like that that don't actually align with like who you are as a person.
And
or,
you
like,
don't
what
even
you like.
Know that that's happening. And you don't realize, a lot of the time, I think you're just like, oh, this is my vibe. But you're like, it's because it's been sold to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gone looking if there was any negative stuff around my wedding. But I do remember people were negative about my proposal.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They were like, would they not have done something more like grand or because it was just literally in Merriam Park, but it was actually really sweet.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was
I
so
loved
cute.
It.
I was like, oh, Yeah, basically said that was real basic. Like, there was a whole thing.
Yeah, like, I think the standards...
He's mad for tattle. James Cameron, I'd be like, what's on it today? No, he hasn't done that for me a long, long while, but he was like, hang on a second. Literally send out... He's loads of dancing monkeys that run out with all the
when we are eating Gossip, they're always like, send out the monkeys, James. And he brings them back really
quick. But yeah, so I understand, like... That, like, when you're putting something up, I would have never have thought people would have picked apart my engagement, but they did.
Did that get in on Jamie?
God.
No, I didn't even tell him.
Yeah.
What would be the point?
No. Yeah.
That's so nasty, though. But
I think actually someone said it to him, actually in work. He was, no, in a way of being like, oh I wasn't, that was such a real small or like
intimate
cute, proposal. Yeah. I wasn't expecting you to do that. And he turned around and was like, oh, well, Niamh just spends a lot of her time online. I actually just wanted this as personal and as small as possible. And I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. But that's when you have like the Love Island people doing proposals to be boyfriend and girlfriend. What in the world, do you know what I mean?
Is going on with this?
Like, we've we've lost the plot.
It's like Dubai core.
Very Dubai core. It's very on the beach, neon sign, will you be my GFX?
And like what? Bottles coming out.
Bottles.
Like sparklers.
White sarongs, demented.
Like, I presume that's what your wedding's going to be.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The Grace Ross.
Making a mental note.
The Grace Ross and Luca Bish proposal.
That's exactly what I'm referring to. It's like. And look, may their days be happy and their lives filled with joy and love. But totally. Like, when you're looking at stuff like that, it's like, and again, of course, again, I can understand why people look at proposals and be like, geez, that was a bit small. But it's like, and what is it to you if we didn't go down, if we didn't go to Dubai
it
to propose to each other?
It did make me laugh that Ronnie was like, will you be my girlfriend, Harriet?
You don't think you need
to specify.
Yeah, it's like,
just in case anyone else overhears and thinks it's for them.
It's just you and her in the room, buddy.
So on actually brings me to my next thing that I want to ask you about, like the decor and stuff.
Mm.
And because you're a sustainability queen, are you being mindful with your choices on decor, the eco-friendly? Or
are you, Fionnuala?
Are you?
Miss Jones?
Yeah, like I am where I can. Like it's not a zero waste wedding. And I've always, like obviously my big thing is like secondhand clothes and not buying new and stuff like that. Right. And I've said, as I've already mentioned, I've worn vintage dress and my other dress is new, something old, something new. That kind of wasn't meant to be, but it's just, again, the way it happened.
That.
I said from the off, I was like, I am trying to look for vintage. If I see a dress I like, I'm going to buy a girl's. Because again, it goes back to that point where it's like, hopefully you only get married once. If the only new thing you buy in your entire wardrobe clothing life is your wedding dress, I'm not going to come after your pitchforks.
No,
do you, babe?
Yeah.
But I have said about my hen, because again, I feel like hens can be a big thing where it's like, people do kind of lose the plot, because again, they're trying to do their best and they're trying to look after their bride and they want the photos to look nice and they want the place to look great, whatever. But it's such an area where people can lose the plot and buy lots of single use things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I've said to my gang, I'm like, can we try and keep that to a minimum, because it will just give me the heebie-jeebies. Because again,
they annoy you.
Yeah, because the amount of hens that I've gone to, again, where the meaning has been so well, but they're giving you these little packs of whatever and there's faces printed off and stuff like that, they go in the bin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that kind of, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. But and again, a lot of my friends and like my bridesmaids and stuff know me well enough that they've been kind of looking out for secondhand options. And but I haven't been strict to my guests to be like, don't come wearing anything new or you're not allowed in.
I know, like it's, you're trying to make the right choices, but you're not like,
yeah, because my whole thing,
pontificating nearly at people.
Yeah, my whole thing is not about like extremism, because I just think it's harder to get people to get people into the conversation than if it's an all or nothing attitude and mindset.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's not realistic, unfortunately, with the society that we live in and stuff like that. So I'm just kind of like, where possible,
where you can,
let's do our best. Like my engagement ring, which I'm actually not wearing because it's getting cleaned. Like my ring and my wedding band are like antique, which I love. And as I said, one of my dresses is vintage. I'm wearing secondhand shoes. I got a clutch off my sister.
Gorgeous.
I have all like vintage jewellery. So that'd be cute.
So tell us a little bit more about like the sustainability journey within your wedding when it comes to like bridesmaids dresses or things like that. I know you were like sharing a lot of like charity shops that had bridal stuff in. I didn't even know about that. Like, that's so good.
We're so lucky. We've way more options at the minute, even with the likes of like secondhand platforms like Depop and Vinted and stuff like that. And sure, again, as you know yourselves, I'm going to loads of weddings. Like, sometimes you go to a wedding and if you're a bridesmaid, where does the dress go? You never wear it again. Like, there's loads of people selling stuff on, which I think is really good. As you said, like charity shops can actually be, not every charity shop, but like they can have some kind of hit moments that you might be surprised about. Like rentals are obviously a great option. Mm-hmm. I have a post on my Instagram story that has essentially every rental in Ireland. If you were kind of looking for a non-uniform look for your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was another place that I actually went to. They're based in Finglas. They're called Dress Code and they make in Dublin. So again, if you did want something new and you did want some, you had a really specific kind of vision for it and you wanted something a bit more traditional bridal, but you want something that's actually made in Ireland, I think that's a really good option. Well, I haven't finalised my, I have my colours.
That's like, I'm sorry, no, for you, but is that like sustainable doing that?
I mean, there's a couple of ways to look at it. Like obviously you are technically buying new there. So like secondhand would obviously be preferable. But if it is a thing where you're like, okay, I do want new. I want to treat my bridesmaids. I want to get them a new dress. Mm. The fact that it's being like made in Ireland, yeah, I think makes a big difference because like if you're buying, again, not, I don't want to single out any other particular brands in general because again, we're all just trying to do our best here, but like you're taking out kind of the air miles and stuff like that. And they're, that particular brand, they're a really small team and it's all women and it's all based in Ireland. So there's that factor as well. You know what I mean? Like there's a couple of things to weigh up. Is it the most sustainable option? Probably not. Is it a more sustainable option than others? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondhand is always best, as I'd say.
Okay, yeah. And would Keane share the same kind of stance as you on that sort of stuff?
He's gotten way better. Like he's doing a rental suit, which is fun.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like what?
The only thing I will say is, and I've talked about it with other friend of the pod, Padraig Wilson McCarthy, he's often given out about
the wallflower that is.
The wallflower, yeah, very quiet, not opinionated. He's kind of singled out the fact that like there aren't really options for, you know, like if you want kind of a more of an like an alternative look for a wedding or a formal occasion for men, for like standard men's dressing, we'll say, because like the gender is a construct, everything like that, wear what you want, wear the dress, lads. Mm. But if you're looking for like a bit of a more an alternative suit, there's kind of a gap in the market there for someone to kind of cater for secondhand options for that. Mm. So they kind of don't have that. Yeah, Kian is, I'd be raging. I hate bringing Kian to the charity shops now because he always finds better stuff than me. And I'm like, this wasn't for you. This was my thing and you've hijacked it. I know you've come out with a nice jacket, but yeah, he's really into it and definitely more conscious of it. He definitely shops less. That's the other thing. Again, I feel like I'm like a broken record talking about this, where it's like, it's not, I'm not asking you to fling everything out of your wardrobe right now and go out to the charity shops and fill it with charity shops or for fully ethically made things. It's more about just like, how often are you shopping and do you need to be shopping that much? That's all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I do think a wedding makes you more sustainable because you're broke.
Yeah.
And you can't shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was only saying to Ness, even my mother-in-law commented that she said, I didn't buy anything for myself from February last year up until just 2 weeks before my hen in September. Like, not one thing new.
Yeah.
Everything was recycled, like even stuff that I wore to Forbidden Fruit. Yeah. I know. And even some people are like, that's nice. I was like, oh, it's actually like H&M like 5 years ago. Yeah. But no, I am a bit of a wagon for clothes. But I do try my best. Yeah.
You're not that bad, genuinely.
I actually don't think I'm that bad.
You're not.
No, like I don't buy from Pretty Little Thing or Shein or...
Yeah.
But you don't shop that much.
No, I don't. And when I buy stuff, I buy good and I like rewear.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know, I rewear all my stuff.
That's the thing.
Like, even all my H&M studio stuff, like I've some stuff from like 2018 that I'll rewear and won't get rid of.
Yeah. Oh, one place that I forgot to mention about secondhand bridesmaid stuff as well is Rebrite. And that's
I think I'm going to do that too.
It's a bridal resale platform. So it's mainly for wedding dresses, but they have bridesmaids options, mother's bride options, stuff like that. So another good one to check out.
Shite.
Yeah.
I've already paid my bridesmaids deposits. No going back now. Maybe the next one.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them. I'm so excited.
I know.
You've picked yours, have you?
No, not yet. I have a colour palette, but I haven't. I was kind of a bit too chill at the start, where I was like, just pick your own dresses. And now everyone's kind of like looking to me for guidance. I'm like, oh, you actually want the guidance. Okay.
Oh, right.
I was trying too hard to be bright chiller to the point where now everyone's kind of looking at me being like, can you make a decision on anything? I'm like, okay. So,
go with the flow.
Yeah.
So actually, I wanted to ask, like, in terms of wedding traditions, are you steering away from them, or is there some in your, like, are you doing a cake?
Do you have any bridesmen?
Well, I have a bridesman, actually, yeah. I have four bridesmaids and a bridesman.
Gorge.
My lovely friend Cian, who's coming home from Canada. I cannot wait to see him. It's going to be great. Other traditions. I'm not taking Cian's name, consternation. It's absolutely not. Like, he's taking the piss out of it every time he's like talking to me about taking his name. He honestly doesn't really care. I'm not taking his name. My dad's still going to walk me down the aisle because, like, I just think that's a bit cute. I know, again, the irony of, like, I'm not taking Cian's name, to be like, I want my dad to give me to this other man.
But that's a like lovely moment, I think, between, you know.
Yeah. Other traditions.
Are no, we're have a cake.
We're not actually not having a cake.
I'm not and again, a cake either.
Like, I just
a cake.
No, from what I think,
a cake was just a part of our deal. I would have happily went without a cake. They just threw it in.
Yeah. Shout out to all, again, the incredible bakers. But I've just heard, going back to the thing about waste and stuff, I've just heard from people, and obviously it depends, whatever, but I've heard from people that a lot of the time it's not eaten. Mm. And then there was a waste thing kind of yammering away in my ear that it was like, if you don't really want it. And again, you're kind of, because we're having two weddings, sorry, I'm not sure if I said that, we're doing like a small initial legal ceremony with just our immediate family and then a bigger quote unquote wedding.
Mm.
We made a choice. I'm happy we did that. I have no regrets. But like, there's a financial implication for the fact that we're having two things.
Yeah, of course.
So at some point it was like, something has to give. It's like, okay, cake's probably not happening.
But I remember, I don't know how the cake, I actually even got my cake. I think it was thrown in very at the end.
Just included with the venue.
Yeah, I think so. And then they end up giving me like an amazing cake.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want a cake. I want a Prosecco tower thing. So would you do something like that so everyone can get a little glass of Prosecco?
Do you know, when I was in my Notions area of the bridal planning, I was like, oh, at the drinks reception, we should have like a signature cocktail for each of us. And it'll be, and I was like, I want like a margarita and like, that's my favourite cocktail. And like, Cian will have an old fashioned. And Cian was like, everyone will be inebriated by 5 o'clock. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. That's fair.
Everyone generally is anyway.
Yeah, well, actually also, yeah, that's
we're
fair.
We're doing that at ours.
Are you?
Wrapping, Cian.
Are you doing those two cocktails?
Margarita and a whiskey sourdough.
Okay. Oh, yum. Yeah.
Can I go to your wedding?
Yeah, come on, do it. Don't be listening to Cian. You need to get a David in your
life. I do need a David in my life.
He's like, yeah, whiskey sour.
Yeah. Sorry, on the cake thing as well, one bit of advice that someone did give me, if you are having cake, and they said it was a really good idea, is to actually serve it at the drinks reception, like after the ceremony, because it's like people do kind of want a bit of food then. It kind of staves them off until...
Yeah, or like, can you not just do that as your dessert?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. See, not everyone likes cake, though, is the thing. Do you know?
I think mine was cut up and given out.
Yeah, but it was that separate to like the dessert.
Don't think any of us did.
Dessert, what do you call it? What's a part of a meal? What am I trying to say here? The dessert portion of the meal, I suppose. Did you have a dessert?
Yeah.
And then the cake, or was it just the cake?
We had a, we were in Italy, so they did a dessert buffet.
That is my dream.
I don't remember that.
It was outside.
And that's the theme. And that's a lot of your magic.
See, a lot of my friends, James doesn't remember either. Yeah. My only two of my friends from Solid 7, this my other group of friends, just remember it because they love dessert.
Yeah,
but I would never be getting dessert. No, at my own wedding, I didn't even see it until I was up at my cake. I was like, oh, there's the dessert buffet.
Yeah.
Bus.
There's a hotel in Donegal that does that, actually, Harvey's Point. They have like a dessert room.
Oh, it's that hotel is so beautiful.
A crepe station. Like, it's obscene. It's absolutely obscene.
Are you into desserts?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You see, I didn't even have any dessert at my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. So I don't love lemon, but I know everyone else does. And like, we're having like a lemon meringue.
Love lemon meringue.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't care. Do what you want.
We are doing baked Alaska.
I fucking love
it. Yeah, same.
I love it.
Justice for Baked Alaska.
Yes.
I love it so much.
Okay. If you can come to mine, I'll come to you.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Swapsies.
I know we'll both be other places.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll FaceTime you for the cocktail and you can that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, I love that.
Yeah. Delish. Like,
what?
Like, it's the hot of the meringue and the cold of the ice cream.
How do they do it? It's ingenious.
And it's science then as well, because it's like, how does the ice cream not melt? Incredible.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. Dessert makers in STEM.
Right, I've got a heavy question for you.
Oh, God.
Oh.
If you could change one thing about the way weddings are marketed to brides, what would it be?
Oh God.
Jeez.
I think the whole idea is that there's a lot of pressure for it to be the happiest, most perfect day of your life. And God knows, for most people, it probably is. It probably feels like that no matter what. As you said, Niamh, if there's something burning in the background, it still is. But again, I hear from a lot of brides as well, for whatever reason, that the pressure nearly gets them so much that they feel sad, or they have this benchmark for a feeling, and then when it doesn't hit that feeling, they're kind of like, well, God, this was a complete disaster, or like it just doesn't, it doesn't line up to that expectation set. So I think there's just like, just leave them alone, maybe. Just like, it's going to be a nice day. Will it be perfect? Who knows? If it is, great. Will you feel amazing? Probably. Sure. But again, if you don't, if things are weird, whatever, like, let the tears flow, girls.
I actually said to myself in the morning of my wedding, I was just like, I'm going to have no expectations of the day.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, whatever goes, flows. I wasn't wondering, was everyone going to be happy? Was everyone going to be enjoying their meal? Mm. I was just like, I actually don't care. I'm just going to lower my expectations. Because I was thinking I was going to have, and I think I did. Mm. There was a lot going on, and there is a lot going on. It's actually very overwhelming.
Yeah.
When on the morning of your wedding, I was like, whoa. There's so much, you know, moving parts, yeah. I guess, you know, and you're kind of like spinning all the, and I'm just a real organized person. So I wanted to be kind of in everyone's pocket to understand what was going on. And then I said to myself, you know what? No, I'm just going to enjoy my day now. Whatever fucking happens, happens.
Yeah.
And I hope I have the best day ever. And if I don't, I'm sure I will. But if I don't, fuck it. I have all my friends.
Even
there
if you don't, it's still going to be in your top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and everyone's there to celebrate you guys. Yeah. Nobody else but you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And to get maybe gypsy and have some nice food.
Yeah.
Have you been anxious about it?
The wedding?
Yeah.
The closer it's getting, the more I'm a bit like, ugh. And even just again, to totally undermine the point I just made, like, I feel like I don't know how I'll feel on the day. You know that way?
Yeah.
And then I'm like worried about how I'll feel on the day. But wow. I like, otherwise, like, I'm obviously not anxious about the decision. Person. Like, yeah. I just cannot wait to be married to him and like live our life and just have the best day. Sorry, about to relate to me. Have the best day ever after I literally just said, doesn't matter if it's not the best day ever. Just can't wait to have a day that might be good or bad, who knows? And to just like kind of bask in that for a few days. Even when I think back to like getting engaged and how like,
oh, such a bubble
that was.
Yeah.
Do you know, for it to just be like that and just to be all, I talk about it a lot in therapy about like what, you know, personal feeling, like what does she want, what does her life look like, and all the words I always come back to are like calm and content.
Mm.
And that's all I kind of want from it. It's what we already have.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's just to kind of like have that on a bigger level in front of people you love and are obsessed with, and having them all together.
But I think it's like the calm and the content will come on the day, like after probably this. Like for me, I'm like, if I can just get up the aisle, the thought of going up the aisle, like, it overwhelms me, because I think it's going to be, I'm going to find it really, really emotional, because I'll be going up with my dad and everything. And then like everybody's going to be looking at me. So I hate that as well.
Yeah.
But I know once I get up the aisle and I like get to David, then I'll be grand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I feel like I'd be wanting to stop and like talk to everyone going up the aisle. Do you know, I feel like they'd be looking at me like, oh my God, hi, Ariel. I'll be like forgetting that they said they were going to come.
I was waving at everyone. I was like,
that's it. Yeah. That's how I feel like I'll be like,
Jamie was like, I'm like, focus on the queue. I was like, okay, yeah, sorry. And I was like, oh my God.
I love you.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, God.
I wish you the very best luck, and I will be glued to your stories, and you're going to have the best time ever regardless. And I can't wait to see you in your beautiful vintage dress.
Share the photos.
Yeah, I'll just send them to you. If I never post them anywhere,
I'll post them for you.
And my love, lean into it all and enjoy the process, and fuck
get
everyone else. And just enjoy it.
Whatever.
Or do whatever you want, babes. Do whatever the fuck you want.
I will. Yeah. Do you know what? I will.
You will.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Wait, where can people find you if they want to find you?
Afternoon J, wherever I am on platforms. And I have a podcast, as you've mentioned. It's called Flap Culture. It's all about our favourite flaps.
Oh, pop culture failures. So good.
Wherever you get podcasts.
It's a brilliant concept.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
Fanula, a pleasure as always.
Pleasure.
I'm sure we'll get you back for a hat trick.
Yes,
please. Oh, 100%.
Please. Thank you so much.
Right, bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.